So good afternoon, everybody. I hope that your afternoon tea is prepared. And with almost 1 month delay, here is Ryan. We wanted to do a live stream, yes, right after the ICA's meeting.
Yeah, things have just been crazy busy. But that was a really good event.
It was a fantastic. I never, ever expected it to be so good. Like, and the members, the number of members is growing as well for the ICA.
Yeah, there must be about 150.
I think so. Yes, there were around 150 people. And the quality of people also, like, whoa.
Yeah. Oh, it was amazing to meet. I mean,
yes,
pretty much. Even with GoDaddy.
Paul Nix from GoDaddy, yes, and a few others from GoDaddy, yes.
Dark Handles, yeah, everyone.
It is a real shame that you did not go to the main pulse, Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Blown away. I was really blown away. At one point, I thought I was standing there on the second day and I was thinking, how can I make it better? Like, seriously.
How many people were at the main pulse?
I think 260. I think 260. Yeah.
And mainly Europeans, or?
Oh, yes. Almost all of them were Europeans. And it is, so the main pulse is run among three registries, Austrian, yeah, German, and Swiss. And then once it is in Germany, another time it is in Austria, and the third time it is in Switzerland. I have heard that Swiss registry always chooses the locations as far as possible from the airports. And people are talking that is actually done on purpose. So people fly in on time and they don't leave early.
Okay, yeah.
Is it right or not? I don't know. But yeah.
Did they have events like ICA? You know, like we did the Sphere in ICA. That was good.
They had an event. They had two events. They had two events. So it was a 2 day event, mostly sessions.
Okay.
Big hall, so professional. Everything was so professional. And then another big hall, so conference room, large one, always filled. So do you remember at the summit, it wasn't as filled, lightly saying, people were all about networking, but in that case, it was full, it was packed. Mm-hmm. And then there was networking area where people who came there for networking were just there. On the day zero, on the first day, there was a networking dinner or party by Internetex and by Sido. Okay. Many were not invited. So I wasn't there neither. Although,
okay.
Yeah, but that's okay. I understand that they have limited space and yes.
So it sounds like Nordic Domain Days last year, which is the Swedish.
Probably, yes. And I met and we did sit down with Bjorn, with Jani and B, all those two letters. What is the Vikings? What is the organizer of?
Oh,
here you go. That's the price when you are going for two letter. Anyway, the Viking. Let us call him Viking, the organizer. Fantastic guys, and it seems that we have found friendship and something. I really hope that we'll be able to find a way to work. Plus, they are much, much more established. So, enough about me. You, how are you doing? What's up?
Yeah. So, just been busy the last 3 or 4 months on Brandable.
Oh, is that Paul? Yes.
Paul.
Yeah. Paul.
Helmets made me shave, and I had to jump off a call with developers and go and have a quick shave. So I have a war wound.
And Paul, you've got something as well, something forum-ish brewing up. Oh, congratulations. Okay. Yes, Ryan. Those who do not know, we can say that. We can quickly say yes. Paul Leskos, domainui.com. And interesting progressive domain parking option where Amazon with Amazon deals, and there is a forum he has put up as well, community.domainui.com. Yes,
yeah,
right.
Yeah,
he's there. You go, there you go, Paul.
Doing the affiliate domain parking with eBay and Amazon. So it looked promising. You spend about a year building it. So the more people that innovate and build projects, the better it is for the community. So be excited to see how that one turns out.
Of course.
So yeah, just for me, the last 3 months we've been working. So we were looking to launch Brandable around Christmas time.
Yes.
And then we made a decision to hold off. There was some final bits like VAT and legals and stuff that have just taken a bit of time. So been working on that. Brandable's pretty much, we've got the make offer system going in this week. So we've got a launch date of March 30th.
So end of the March. So you have actually moved before it was end of the February?
Well, no, we didn't really. So originally it was going to be the 14th of December for people that pre-registered.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then we decided to hold back. So we've taken 3 months to just finalize things. Everything's now in place. So we're doing some internal testing and we'll be good for end of March, finally.
So fingers crossed. Well, Apple had the same thing, you know. The product is not ready. Delay. It is okay to delay. It is better to delay than launch quick.
We've now got a team of 4 developers. So we're ramping through. Wow. It's not just Brandable, obviously. We've got Flip at some point. And then we have Domain Manage. So that was a rebrand, rebuild, different team of developers. So we've now got 4 developers working full time on Brandable, which we done by the end of March. There's going to be we've integrated with Nominate, so we can pull in things like the creation date of the domain, the expiry dates. There's all that integration has been done. So March will launch, and then probably end of April we'll have the full EPP system, so it'll be automated. So everything will be automated. So that'll be good. That's been a 9 month or maybe longer now, 10 month.
So why does it take so much time?
So Domain Manage, for example, we bought the .co.uk and then we've basically modified the back end. So for a quick launch, it's probably 3 or 4 months. With Brandable, it's bespoke built from the ground up. So there's things like DNS service we've had to build, architectural legals, VAT, payment integration. The design's kind of pixel perfect. So that the benchmark for everything on Brandable is that what we didn't want to do is launch and then have any problems, because, you know, managing DNS for, I think pre-registration, we've got 100,000 to 200,000 domains, maybe 200,000. So that technical challenge is huge. And then the process of what happens when it sells and payouts, and ideally, well, we're going for automation and perfection on Brandable. So the benchmark's up here. So it's been really hard technically and design wise. So we're there or thereabouts. So it's good. And we've sold quite a few domains over the last 2 or 3 months through the site, so we know it's all working. Some nice UK sales, and so that's positive.
What have you sold? Apologies, I will switch off another phone. Yes.
So we've had a couple of co.uk pair, two words.
Two words.
Low five figures, which was good. It's good, and then some high 4-figure sales.
Okay.
And then there's quite a big pipeline, and it's quite good. So in the UK, it's really good, right? Because we've got a mobile phone number. So it's super simple to phone up the buyer and say, hey, if there's a make offer, it's easy for us to get involved. Obviously, with the make offer system, it's going to be fully automated, but it still helps to be able to phone the buyer up and say, look, what's going on, and negotiate a price, and then upsell the other variant. So it's interesting because we're selling quite a few UKs, quite a few code UKs, and then we'll just pair them together.
So are you saying that you are having actually incoming calls of clients calling up and saying, hey, I want to buy this domain?
So, well, we're getting incoming calls, but also when people make an offer, we have their details. So then we'll phone them up and say, hey, look, you bought the .co.uk, well, either the make offer or bought, and say, by the way, did you know the UK is there or the .co.uk is there? It's probably worth protecting both. So we're generally selling two at a time if we've got both domains.
Yes.
And then it's quite interesting because you build a client bank of people who are looking for automotive domains or whatever it might be. So it's going to be super interesting what happens with Brandable.
Oh, that's awesome. And then you are building up your database. So with every purchase, basically you are making your database of buyers larger.
Yeah. And some of the companies that are buying in are like, well, we actually want, I think we sold private medical insurance or private health insurance, I can't remember which one, but then they want other health-related domains or insurance-related domains. So you end up, we'll narrow a list for them for what's on platform. That's quite a good additional kind of sales thing we're going through. The the super exciting part of Brandable is when we start advertising and marketing. That'll be really exciting. Once the platform's up in the March, then maybe April, May, or June, that's when we'll start really pushing out and advertising. Because the UK, again, most buyers are going to be from the UK. So super easy to target. And ideally, we look at some TV advertising later in the year. That's kind of what I want to push for. Because then it'll be amazing to see Brandable on TV. Lots of plans on Brandable. That's kind of there or thereabouts. Domain Manage is doing its thing. I've sold quite a lot of comms. Some really good six-figure sales, mid-six-figure sales. Negotiating on a few deals as well. Getting quite a lot of recommendations from people who want help. So interestingly, even with Brandable, there's quite a few people who don't want to negotiate on their own deals. They want someone, a broker service, if you like. So that's something we provide for Brandable. Just super busy on the sales side. Mainly, so I'm probably going to set up an office.
Where?
In Chichester.
Chichester. Bang. Okay. Beautiful.
So, yeah, I've got four times one. I've got a second interview with him. And then we've got four developers and then probably a project manager. Because we've got on the UK side, we've got Brandable, we've got Flip. So, Flip's a big build because it's going to have an app rebuild from scratch.
Yes.
And then replicate it out for the different.
Wait. Did you say Flip has an app?
We've been working on an app, so a companion app. So, you can basically have an app on your phone and bid. Notify people. So that's, but at the moment I've got it offshore, but I'm bringing it into, I want everything in one kind of place. So Brandable, Flip, Domain Manage, the domain parking, we're halfway doing something on that. And then
are you gonna work with Paul on that?
Paul's got certain parts he's worked on. We've kind of worked on the lead generation side.
Generation,
and then more simplistic pages and looking at SEO and that kind of thing, and zero click parking and some of the other stuff we've been looking at. So whether we team up, I'm not sure, but we'll probably custom build something from scratch. But that's probably a year long project. That alone. So we want to get through Brandable, Flip, Domain Manage, and then move into Domain Parking. We've completed a couple of loans, so we have been lending. Got a new company going up in April, so I'm in a tax year, so then we'll be quite active on lending. So not just domain names, but websites, content creators, so YouTube, Instagram, and that kind of thing. So a bit of a holistic view of kind of the whole domain market.
Sorry, what are you going to do with socials? Advertise there, or are you going to create content for...
In terms of what one of the things we do is we lend money on domain names.
Yes,
exactly. So we're going to expand out to websites as well.
Okay.
So we'll lend money against websites, and then we'll lend money to content creators.
Are you sure you want to touch content creators? Those guys are unreliable. They can go off the hook, like from Mr. Friendly to Mr. Yeah. I will blow up in your face, like.
The key thing with any digital asset is just, can you lock it down? Can you lock it down so if something goes wrong, you basically won't lose.
Yes.
You won't lose the money that you've lent out. So we'll grow over the year, but certainly domain names, we've done a few loans now. So that's
interesting. So let us say somebody has a YouTube account of 10,000 subscribers.
Yeah.
What could he get for it?
Well, so it's going to come down to the niche they're working in. How's it monetized? How much are they making?
Yeah.
And then maybe on the Instagram side of things, it's what's the quality of their followers. There's different kind of metrics depending on what they're looking to do.
How are you going to measure it? As those followers can be bought, you know, somebody could look. We are friends, yes, Ryan.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that somebody might play you.
Well, I mean, look, at the end of the day, there's some serious people involved. So there has to be an underwriting process. Remember, I worked in finance. So there's very stringent things we're looking at. We'll do full due diligence on the person.
And if there is fraud, are there going to be consequences?
Well, we wouldn't be doing a loan for someone that we have any concerns over fraud.
Okay, got it. Yes.
Domain parking. So we'll lend against domain parking portfolios around about 12x of the monthly income. So that's another thing that we do, but we've got three or four different components that make, so you know, for as a domain owner, you want liquidity, so you want to be able to access money as and when without selling your assets distressed. So you also want to be able to sell your assets, you need a marketplace, you want to borrow money, probably quite important. And then monetization of your domains, which is where.
Yeah. How is it going in the domain name industry with companies, for companies who borrow money against the domain names? I'm just curious. They keep popping up and I don't hear anything about them.
Well,
Do they maintain low profile or?
There's only really one, isn't there, which is Domain Capital.
Domain Capital, okay.
So they will lend money, but they'll only lend on prime assets. So, you know, maybe a they're quite conservative lenders, but they'll basically lend on kind of the more higher end domains, comms only, typically. Okay. One word, comms, three letters, two letters, that kind of thing. And they've been doing it for years. They're super experienced. Most people have used them at some point. We're a bit more looking at portfolios, CCTLDs, anything that's been monetized, more across the digital scope rather than just purely ultra-premium.coms. And there's maybe a lender in China, but they've pulled back. So there's not, I don't know of anyone that's popping up lending money.
Yes.
But it's an interesting area and there's quite a bit of appetite for people to lend. And then mergers and acquisitions. So that's one of the hardest areas to finance. So one SaaS company buys another SaaS company. It's hard for them to fund that acquisition because they can't go to the bank. So they maybe want to borrow for 60 days, 30 days while they complete. And then they can borrow as the one legal structure.
Yes, yes.
So there's definitely a huge, I mean, it's huge. It's a bit like domain parking. Both of those areas are huge. So yeah, be interesting to see what this year brings. But probably for me, build an office, the team. So we can just, I want to be quicker. It needs to be quicker. Things are taking too long.
Oh, don't tell me. Yes. I'm also, yeah. I also want to be more efficient. But the time is quicker than us, yes?
Yeah, unfortunately.
We can't be the time.
Yeah. And most companies in the space have got, like, you had Kaelin last night. You know, he's got a team of 120. You know, a lot of people.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I cannot manage three people. Three.
Yeah.
Plus myself.
Yeah. Okay. I think Vodus have got 30 developers, just pure developers. I think Vodus, something like that. So a lot of these companies have got huge infrastructure and it's hard going from, you know, for me, buying and selling domain names was the perfect job. Yes. Super profitable, pretty chilled for a lifestyle. When you build platforms and thingy, it takes over your whole life, unfortunately. But, you know, enjoy it. So it's all good.
Okay. So we were just talking just before the live stream. Let me share the screen. What is this thing? So I'm following lots of keywords, of course. Do you follow your own brand names on Google?
So we use Ahrefs to track Google positions. Is that what you mean?
Okay. I'm checking. I'm using Google Alerts.
Okay.
And then I have a number of things that I'm. And look, Sam, are you watching as well? And this is a new thing. It has come up. Yes. So yeah, it was published yesterday. And EST. So somebody is EST is which time? Eastern. Yes, Eastern Standard Time. That's American. And bang, there you go. Reshaping. There is Ryan. There is Sam. Mike Mann. Okay. And
oh, this is about your purchase of the domain name.
Yes. Okay. God knows who. Yeah.
You're becoming notorious online.
Just an interesting one. So when you see something like that, yes. Okay. No, that's awesome. So somebody, or maybe that's Andrew Elliman doing some link building. Maybe he's got some SEO guys because quickly analyzing that one while scrolling over, you know, you would take mouse, you would move over the text and you say, okay, there's a text. And it goes to the main buyer. Yeah.
That was good interview yesterday.
Well, thank you.
That's very good.
Thank you. Yes. Bang, you are ICA member, yes?
Yeah, we're a bronze member.
So what can you do? You can go to NamePros and actually ask them to enable. Let me show you. Did you know that?
I don't use NamePros.
No?
No, never used it. Generally got Acorn for the UK stuff and then the Informa company.
So I can show to those who do not know. And bang, bang, bang. I did ask to enable. I did see that you can get a tag like this, ICA member.
Okay.
So, and then it was added. And it's awesome. Yes. It just adds. And yeah, and NamePros, but also by doing that, they removed my restrictions.
Okay.
So thanks to NamePros. Okay.
Yeah.
So still, it will not stop the Informa for going where it is supposed to be.
It's a good idea because it's definitely a benefit of being an ICA member.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yes.
That's quite good that they've got that going.
So, Ryan, you were planning this year to do networking, some serious selected networking, and then you were planning to go somewhere where the sun is. You were planning to get even fitter and to get even more tan.
Well, exactly. Last year I did a lot of events
and
stuff. So this year I was like, wasn't sure, build a team, maybe take some time out, go do a bit of traveling. So I'm just working through things, but I might try and take a couple of months of just travel, do a few things, get some
fun. Which month?
Maybe March, April. I haven't booked anything in yet, but ideally March, April, May would work for me.
Cloudfest is in March. Although it is mostly for hosting. There will be domainers, but...
I mean, remember, the focus has changed quite a lot. When I'm buying and selling domains, I need to know who people are. I need to know companies. So I need to chat to them face-to-face about their portfolios and whatnot. Now, everything is about end users for me. So it's all about marketing and advertising. So there's been a bit of a shift on the domain side of things. Obviously, I'll do London this year, but I did Vegas for the ICA, but I probably won't pick up the other events.
Turkey? What about Turkey in November?
No, I doubt it.
I can't Turkey.
Yeah, no, I doubt it.
Okay.
Probably for me, the rest of the year will be London, and that's all I'll do this year.
And Wuxi as well, China?
Probably won't do China.
No? Okay.
No, I wanted to do it last year, but it just didn't happen because of visas and stuff. Things have changed. But yeah, no, for me, building the team, building the platforms, and then getting end users is where I will be this year.
Having a clear head and stuff like that.
Yeah, you know, I guess, look, the thing is, I took on a bit too much, trying to do events, trying to buy domains, sell domains, build platforms, not just one, but two at the same time, and then flip in the background. It's just too much. The research and development projects and lending money, the whole thing. I wanted to get a good understanding of the domain industry. Even social media, like we tried that Daily Diamonds thing in January.
Yes.
When I was creating banners. That was 2 hours of work a day to create all the codes and stuff like that. And I was like, to be honest, it's not necessarily where I need to be. So laser focused, get the team in so that it's fully robust. And then by the end of the year or something, I can go back to... there's big plans for buying domains towards the end of the year. And then maybe next year I'll start picking up events again.
Okay. And what about the number of domains? So the last time we spoke in Vegas, you had how many domains? 45?
Comms, we've got 25.
25, yes.
Maybe 24, 25,000.
Yes.
We looked at buying 50,000 domains, but that fell through.
Really? I thought it was almost...
Yeah, we were due to go through legals and then it just fell out of bed. So... that was that, and then
oh god, my apologies, I can see that we have, oh, there is Colin's text was on there. You were Colin.
I'll be cool wearing things. I had a haircut since last night.
So
build the platforms, and then we've got distribution, right? And then obviously I want to start buying more UKs once Brandswell goes up. Been buying a few two letters and that kind of thing. I want to just increase our portfolio. I think collectively on UKs, we've got about 15,000 with Mo and Jeff. They need to get on the platform, but yeah, so I'll probably start buying some UK domains in the next couple of months, increase our portfolio. It's weird when you get the insight of what people are searching for through the platform and the domains that sell, like a lot of two and three words UKs or current UKs, which is quite surprising, that sell for reasonable amounts of money versus, say, a one letter or ultra price one word. And then probably look at a valuation model as well, because at the moment there's nothing that you can pin your hat on for UKs for value. So as we build, as we grow the market, ideally I want to work out an automation evaluation model for UKs.
Can I ask you, have you tried a meeting with Dennis of the main lore? He seems to be a reasonable guy.
I speak to him, finally
we have established some contact, and I always want to.
I've always gotten really well with him. Spoke to him quite last year. I mean, remember we were looking at Acorn and a few bits and bobs. So yeah, speak to him. He's doing his thing. You know, what the UK needs is just a premium UK marketplace. You know, you should be able to sell on quality and make people aware of that quality and some education. But the UK market as a whole, it cannot get any worse than where it's at the moment, which is why we created the website.
Any worse? Why?
In terms of the types of buyers, they don't understand the value of it, the domain name, the sales prices, the fact that everyone who goes online sees domain law and Flip and Acorn. So they get insight into it. When they see a domain sell for £50, they think all domains are £50. So that's something that we want to try and cover over a bit so that wholesale isn't so visible. So yeah, just a whole, it can't get worse in terms of just purely on sales.
Okay. Are there any countries that have actually cracked it? Or is the situation the same globally?
Well, Germany's doing quite well.
But they have a premium marketplace.
Well, they've got Sado.
Well, that is a global one.
I don't believe there's a country specific platform for these. And it's interesting what's happening with GoDaddy, because they're obviously going all in on AI.
Yes.
Right, so they're going all in. Dan's, don't know what's happening. Dan Artnik's been re-skinned the website. But now when you go to search for a domain, it'll drop you on GoDaddy, unless you're doing an exact match search, like, I don't know, greencoin.com, it won't show the premium marketplace at the moment. So I don't know how that's affecting people's sales.
Yes.
We don't really use Artnik because it takes too long. We don't really use Sado either. So it'd be interesting to see how this year plays out.
So, and you are seeing that task for yourself as creating the premium UK zone marketplace, yes?
Yeah. Yeah. No, so creating a trusted brand that people feel safe and secure to transact with, feel safe putting their card details into, and then making that awareness across. So whether that's TV advertising, social media, whatever it might be, just educating people. The value and try and raise that thing, and then publish. We'll probably publish some of our sales prices as well, which will motivate other people to kind of get involved in the UK space, because we've had a few sales, some nice sales, and a lot of the stuff in the UK gets hidden. People don't necessarily talk about it when they sell a domain, and some of the sales are substantial. Like Barry, he sold some nice domains in the past, but doesn't really talk about it and doesn't publish it. Same for Angie and others, they don't really talk about it.
And how many domain names do you currently have a brandable?
Listed, there's about 3,000.
Are they, and now the question, are they all premium? If you are talking premium domain marketplace.
So premium in terms of brand that you, like everyone knows GoDaddy, and that's why they do well on sale, because they trust them. Right, and it's when it's a premium, I mean,
but the name could be better. We all agree. The first time when we heard the name GoDaddy, or like I was scratching my head, or what is it?
Yeah,
I've heard some people even thought that it was an adult website or something like that.
I mean, I remember they built a brand around the name, isn't,
but they've created a great brand,
a great brand. The website's nice and clean. People in America know who they are, cause the extensive advertising, Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff. So we're trying to, I guess, replicate that in the UK. So when I say premium, I mean like, I don't mean like one word UK's web. I just mean a premium marketplace that's well designed, easy to navigate, safe to transact on, and quick to get the domain, quick to get your payout.
Do you plan to offer domain registrations as well?
Yes. Yeah, definitely. And this is where we're working on, because on specifically on Brandable, the commission was going to be 15%, but I don't know whether we'll drop the commission, maybe for people who pre-registered, or whether we just reward people by offering discounted renewals. So that's something we'll look at later in the year. But yeah, essentially we will offer registry services to them.
You will be a registrar.
So we'll offer them
the renewals. Yes. Registry. Oh, I sometimes get lost in these as well.
Yeah, there's so many, and they're all very similar, aren't they?
Yes. Those who do not know, our registrar is the one that operates a TLD, either CC TLD, that is for the country, any two letters, that's CC TLD, or three and more, those are Gs, GTLDs, yes. Those are registries operating specific TLDs.
And so when you're logged into that, will you be able to renew your domains at some point, manage the name service, which is pretty much what Nomina offers. And then we might do some promotions where we offer discounts for renewals.
Have you got any temptations to go after in the new GTLD round?
No.
Why not?
Laser
focused.
No, because I suppose, look, for me to have an investment in a domain name, I want to know that the governing body is held to account, and that they can't just go from charging £2 for a domain up to £50 for a domain. So I wouldn't trust my money in any GTLD. I just wouldn't. I wouldn't as a business, and I wouldn't as an investor, because I don't want to be where there's some independent company who say, oh, we're now premiums at this price. So from an investment point of view, I wouldn't get involved in any GTLD.
Okay.
And I've run tests in the past. We've had websites on GTLDs, and it wasn't a great experience. They didn't rank that well. People just trust essentially COM or in the UK, Code.UK, UK. Trust is a big thing. Are you thinking of getting involved in them?
Not at the moment. Later on, yes.
Okay.
Later on, maybe. It is so far beyond. There are so many priorities. Domain summit is first one, then establishing many regional domain summits is another thing. Those who are going after domain summits, other domain names, good luck. There will be trademarks. Good luck with monetizing them. And yes, there are many things. I've told you, yes, I would love to buy, but you need money for it. I would love to buy .london. I love it so much. .london is fantastic, fabulous. For some reason, it just does not represent our Corporation of London.
Yeah, I'm not. I guess I've always grown up with comms. Code.UK, UK, org, net. That's kind of where there's always a sweetheart behind comms. Whether it's IO or Co or XYZ or now AI. But ultimately, it's just...
You make yourself a target with a TLD like that. 1.5 million domain names sold. That is the same amount that Austrian .at registry is selling.
Yeah.
It is a good business.
Yeah, it's just marketing, isn't it? And getting people to find.
And then establishing trust and stuff like that. All the other good stuff, yes.
Yeah.
But then
No, I was just going to say, look, if you're passionate about something, right, events and forums.
For me, that's number one, yes.
And then you create those products that are amazing, and you manage the daily thing, and you do your thing. And the same for me, building the platforms, sticking to what I know. I'm passionate about it, and therefore I'll create an amazing product and iterate on that product as well.
And everything else is irrelevant. It is like when you have a beautiful girlfriend, a beautiful wife. Okay, there are other beautiful things there are other many beautiful people in the world, but come on, just stick where you are, or you'll be all over the places and destroy everything.
And even like with Paul and the amount of work he's putting on that domain parking platform, like he's passionate about it. He's heart and soul's in it, and therefore you end up with a really good product that you want to get up and do every day.
Okay, we have a question. Are there specific trends or changes in the vein landscape that have caught your attention recently? Bang.
Well, obviously AI has been a big thing, hasn't it? That's the kind of AI is the big thing. The only thing I'd say is prices have come down, definitely across the board. So specifically on comms, say premiums. Four letters, for example, because you mentioned it last night about buying a four letter for 100 and selling it for 120, whatever it is. You can probably pick up a four letter com now for 80.
Really? Okay, so the miners are really hurt for money. Okay.
Well, and also this is a really good time of year to be buying four letter coms because you've got the Chinese New Year and stuff. People generally are selling out in January time, February time, and then it peaks in August, September.
Yes.
So on that side, three letter coms are down to, I would say, 10,000 to 8,000. So that's a big drop down from last year where it was 14, 15. Two-letter.coms are probably 600, maybe 550. But just the stuff that's been floating around. So I'd say as a rule of thumb, the prices have come down, whether it's just time of year or whatnot. But again, I'd be preparing for the crypto inevitability that will happen later in the year. That'll bring more money into the mains.
Sorry, please. Are you waiting for crypto investors or crypto entrepreneurs to make good profits?
No, I just think that crypto is going to boom at some point this year. It's already up quite substantially from months ago. So I can see that going August, September, October time, the price will continue to rise and that will create liquidity that may filter its way back into the mains.
Oh, absolutely. And once people start making money, they start spending money as well. That money cannot sit in the pockets.
Right.
It has got some characteristics unknown to, and it is easier to understand women. money, the desires of the money to walk around like a cat in the night.
And people want to build brands and, you know, companies that do well. They'll want to, the one word.coms type thing.
Yes.
It's an interesting year. Other trends, are there any other trends? No, just that we're personally selling quite a lot of two word, three word, whether it's Coda UKs or UKs or comms. It's quite surprising those kind of sales for a reason that's money. And then also surnames are doing quite well. Surnames with an S on the end.
Oh.
For some reason, they seem to be doing well.
Really? Surnames with S?
Yeah, there's been a few UK particularly have done well. And then also one word comms with an S on the end have done quite well in the last couple of months for us. And then probably the ones I would look at, which are doing really well and have done for the last, say, 18 months, are six letter CV, CV, CV. We've sold a lot. So generally you can buy them for maybe $100, $150, and they'll sell for $10,000 comms.
Wow.
So that's one of our better sell. That's been fairly consistent.
That's interesting. Did you hear what Colin said yesterday about the Swedish domain names? He's buying. So he bought 300,000.se and 200,000 NUs. Have you ever thought starting buying all the dropping .uk domain names?
No. May look at drop catching, but to be honest, it's super hard to catch domains. So I'm okay just buying them at forums or the auctions or whatever it is once someone's caught them. It's not my passion. It's a different kind of thing.
In Germany, I heard that Germans are actually quite upset that it is impossible to catch a domain name. Impossible to catch a .uk domain name. .co.uk.
It's really, really hard. I mean, one of the other things I was going to say is hyphenated domains are doing really well in com.
Yes. Okay.
They're doing really well. There's been a big surge for those. UK domains super hard to catch with the new system, and the existing players are kind of. I think you've got domain law. You've got a UK backorder.
Yes, of course.
They're the two big, and then Kaelin. So they're the three big players.
Okay. Yes. The main lore with many partnerships, with many partnerships.
Yeah.
Some included. And I suppose they are, these partnerships are the most efficient ones. Yes.
Well, they've got access to tags to be able to drop catch. So it comes down to how many tags you've got access to. So the main lore, when you sign up for a software, I don't know how many people are using it. But essentially, collected power for catching a domain is huge. Same as UK backorder. I'm not sure how many people Rob's got. But,
it is good, yes, of course.
But remember, it's exactly the same as the comms, which is why Caelan wants lots of accreditations, because I think Dropcatch might have, I want to say, 1,000 ICANN accreditations.
Really?
I want to say 1,000. There's someone else who's got 500. So you have to do it on the people that are catching domains are doing it on huge scales. And it's, well, if you think about comms, you need to have a company registered in America. You need a telephone number. And that's per ICANN accreditation.
Okay.
So there's huge infrastructure to set up to do it on scale. But it's a huge, it has always been, the number of tags or the number of accreditations you've got. It's huge. And then you have markets like Australia, which is completely cornered. Impossible to start there.
So what you do is you you buy the smallest possible building in somewhere in the US, low maintenance, and then you call it grand building of corporation, blah blah blah, and then you say sweet this, sweet FB that, and then CD that, then WX. Now you have tons of other seats. Then you
can have a virtual office, right? You can have a virtual office. Yeah. You can have a VoIP telephone number. So those are not complicated.
But that's a different game. That's a different game, of course.
Yeah.
Is it allowed by ICANN?
Yeah.
Really?
It's not an easy process to get an ICANN accreditation. It takes time. That's what Caelan was saying, why he needs to scale, or why he was looking for investor, was because you need a team to put the application together to get a unique telephone number and address. Not just that, but an LLC. I think it's LLC in America. So you need a limited, whatever it's in America. You need a company. So therefore, you've got to report your taxes and sales and everything else. So it's super complicated to do on scale. Not super complicated, but very...
Time consuming, energy consuming, yes.
Yeah.
And there is money effect as well.
Well, remember, the ICANN's not that bad. I think it's about $4,000 or something for the application.
Oh.
Or $5,000. And then it's $4,000 a year to run the tag. So it's not super expensive. You can buy them off the shelf. I think about $20,000. You can buy it off the shelf. So someone's already created the thing. They'll do all the administration for you.
Really? And they will transfer it to you, or you take it over with a whole company?
Yeah, you take it over. It's all set up. It's like business in a box.
Yes. I did read that ICANN, that you, somebody had issues transferring the against the nominate stack. And so it's confirmed.
So what happens with nominate is you sign up for a membership.
Yes.
And part of that is you attach your either personal deals or your company deals to it. If you want to change that, you can't. You have to take out a new membership, and they'll move the assets across for you, but you can't say, I want to change my tag from whatever it might be. I can't go, if we wanted to rename Brandable, we couldn't change the tag. We'd have to take another membership.
Just reminds us to be really cautious when we are taking nominate stack then.
Yeah, or you just pay the £500 fee.
Yeah, and get another one. And rent the first one to some UK drab court catcher.
Well, remember, Nominate are super hot on having more than one tag.
So Nominate actually doesn't allow it, and ICANN allows it, yes?
ICANN allows multiple.
Okay. Ryan, multiple. Another question. We are already 45 minutes, as I said before the stream. God, I have so many questions to you. We haven't seen each other in ages. So, Cosmotown.
Yep.
Their prices. Absolutely mental. Yes? Low.
Yep.
Would you trust your domains with them?
No.
And this is just our sole conversation, like domaining over T. If Cosmotown are watching, we have no issues with you.
So I suppose there's two things. One is that because it's ICANN,
yes,
ultimately, if there was an issue, you could resolve it. Although, demonstrating by the past with Epic and various bits and bobs, I don't know how responsive they were to that. at the moment, GoDaddy is where all our comms are, comms, nets, orgs, whatever. We'll have our own ICANN accreditation, but that, again, we're coming down to building trust. I've never heard of them before, and I'm not going. When you sell large volumes of domains or portfolios, you want them, and people buy them, that you want them all with one registrar.
Yes,
you want it to be simple to upload in bulk. You want it to be simple to transfer in bulk. And so I don't know who they are. Price wise, they're, what is it, $6.99?
$6.99, unlimited new registrations and renewals $7.99. So definitely below. So they are selling it at cost. Although there was that strange, some interesting VeriScience program where if you grow, your fees are cut in half, something like that.
I guess it comes down to, you know, some people were complaining about domains being stolen or domains being moved or whatever it might be on Twitter. There's been a few posts over the last 6 months. The key thing here is if you have a premium domain name that you think is worth £50,000, $50,000, right, it's your responsibility to make sure that that domain is protected and you have it in somewhere that you feel safe and you can, if there's an issue, you can resolve that. When you get started with domains, you've got 5 or 10, then yes, you can go for price in different places. The other thing, you know, if you're going on price and you want to say, rather than paying $10, you want to pay $7, then are you buying the right domain name? That's what it comes down to, because if you don't believe that it's worth $10, then probably buy the wrong domain name.
Yeah, it makes sense. So I suppose those are good news for me, as for the summit organizer and for the guy who offers advertising at two large forums. Well, it's time for them to put out some money to establish the credibility. The same as ICANN.com are doing. They've got no other option. They are buying the time. They could either sit and wait or buy those years and be proactive.
It's good what IT.com are doing in terms of brand, solid, the support for community, everything about them I like. Whether people invest in third level domains or not, I guess it's to be seen. But in terms of brand, that they've done it the perfect way.
I have just put up, so we have jobs, yes. I think I have trumped, not trumped, but well, you cannot trump, but I've got another brand, spot on. Code.it.com.
Great domain. Yeah, I like jobs.it as well. It's great.
Yes, yeah.
For a brand.
And Code It is a free place to play with different languages with code, and warning, it sometimes goes blank. We'll still invest.
I think what it comes down to is for the price that they charge for, we're talking ultra premium words,
like
jobs, code, all these things, you could never touch the .com. And so for a business, if you're a business in IT, it makes perfect sense to get that. Absolutely. And it looks good. I think it looks good when you see jobs.it. I really like it.
Oh,
so yes. I think print is great.
Have you seen, can you open code? How does it look? Does it load at your site? Occasionally it goes offline. Bang. Usually resources like these are paid. So, you know, let us say you want to learn coding or something and you are going through tutorials, then you would need to set up so much stuff on your computer.
Yeah.
And in this case, you just open code.it.com. You choose the language, the programming language you want to do, and just do your stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's great for practicing because it is a headache. If you want to do any, whatever language it might be, it's a bit of a pain to set it all up. So, yeah, that looks good.
Have you opened it? Yes. It looks nice.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, very, very good. It is based, of course, on open source project Judge Zero. Yes, usually it is sold, and this is my support for IT.com, and also I've been trying to learn Python for God knows how long. It will be easier for me to continue my studies using this platform rather than my computers.
Nice domain as well. You need to do a little logo or something, make it look a bit.
This logo is so you would go just man coder open emojis, and I just need to come up with a bit something simple, but it is an open source emoji. Just go.
I wonder if people in Italy are buying up .it.com domains as well, because I'm pretty sure that a .it.com domain will rank better than a .it. I'm pretty confident that that'd be it's the same as UK's. Com will rank better than a .co.uk, right?
Yeah. I've heard of some domainers, and I keep hearing that some guys who have small portfolios, they actually own a few Italian towns.
Okay.
So you would have Italian town, and then .it.com. And I've heard in maybe two or three cases, I've heard that, and it is interesting, you know. Well, the same as when electricity was invented, there were talks that at three points all around the globe, three independent people within short difference of times were coming up with the same idea. So it was inevitable for there is a theory that things like these are inevitable for human society. It is just a question who will come and announce it first. So there are always few people who are working on who have similar ideas, and and then two or three people were talking. They want to run experiments. Is it possible to overrank the local IT for a city name with IT.com with the .com name? And plus it inherits the,
I think that's, that'd be very interesting. So if it does outrank it, then that's huge.
Yes.
We did a lot of testing back in the day, the difference between a .co.uk, a UK, a com, loads and loads and loads, maybe 100 tests. 2,500 words on a page for a .co.uk, 2,500 words for UK, which one ranked best over time and that kind
yes.
of thing. Yeah, it's interesting.
That's awesome. Anything else?
No, I think that's roughly what I've been up to, where I'm going.
That's it. Awesome. So, the location wise, travels, where are we going? Look, come to Latvia. I'm planning about the April.
Okay.
I'm planning to spend 1 month in Latvia in April. So, after NDD camp in Strasbourg, I'm actually considering taking a train or something to Paris and then flying over to Latvia.
Okay. I was thinking of, possibly. I was thinking of maybe I'd like to go Barbados or something for a couple of weeks.
Okay, a bit sunnier.
A month. So much sunny. And then I might sign up, depending on work, I might try and do a fight camp in Thailand for 3 months.
Fight camp?
Yeah, like MMA, boxing, that kind of thing. That'd be the dream. Go there, get fit.
Well, MMA is awesome, but then again, side effects.
Well, just get a bit fit, you know. It's I like
well
sports.
Concussions lead somewhere.
It's a better domain investing, probably.
No. And I am that is one area I wouldn't be afraid of. Well, with some people you don't want to get in fight, but in the end of the day, if it comes up, once you've been on the floor several times, then it is okay. Then you're not afraid.
It's more about the fitness and that sort of thing. And then
but your fitness is extreme, MMA and Thai way. God, they will destroy your legs and everything.
Yeah, I mean, up until COVID, I was super fit. So lots of exercise for most of my life. And then COVID happened. And then the last few years, I just work and stuff's got in the way. So it'd be nice to get fit.
Which month is it?
For
the Thai thing.
Oh, they're all there's
after the summit or
before, hopefully before.
No, not before. No, you cannot come up with blue eyes and stuff like that. Do it after the summit. Like, seriously, I will not let you on the stage. You will look like a guy from a fight club. Remember, there is rule number one. Do not talk about it.
it'd be good. Whether it happens or not, I'm not sure, because just we'll see what happens with work.
I would actually love that as well. I'm trying to find the local boxing clubs.
Okay.
But with the condition that I'm not going on the ring. Like, seriously. I'm so afraid of concussions. After seeing that movie, what was that movie? Will Smith was there. Concussion? What was it?
The only one I think of was where he did Ali.
About American football players.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
God, and after I saw that one, there are no more contact sports for me. I think that's all horrible. Yeah, they're like wedges, and once you see those old boxes, then like, come.
Yeah, we'll see how it goes. We'll see how it goes. It's not the fighting; it's the training more. But yeah, that's what I'd like to do. I had a boxing fight in the past, so.
Yeah, Muay Thai fights would be fun. Barbados would. Ah, okay.
I went to Barbados before. It was amazing. So it'd be good to just go there in the sun, do a bit of running, take my laptop, do a bit of work. It's a super friendly place.
Okay.
So yeah, that's the plan.
Barbados is a bit expensive, no? It is.
Coming from the UK, I guess. It's a nice destination. I guess it's on the par with Maldives and Seychelles and that kind of level. But there's other places in Europe, like Cyprus, that's got some really uber exclusive places. So, yeah.
I think Cyprus is too silent, too unpopulated. It is, I don't know.
There's a lot of really nice places in Cyprus. Yeah. I haven't been, but there's a lot of really super exclusive places. It's just weather at this time of year. I don't know what Cyprus is like, but I'm guessing it's not great.
Okay. It seems that Warlord is doing something crazy. Warlord, are you on Twitter trying to do something? I don't know. I keep seeing notifications coming up. Ding, 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 ding.
Maybe he wants to sell warlord.com.
Maybe. That's a fantastic idea. I was listening to an audiobook, fantastic audiobook, and the one of the directors, or maybe the former CEO of Uber, told that they had a war room, and like you know, you would have offices and then there would be different titles, but when you enter that room, what they talk there is about the war.
Warlord's been trying to post bareknuckle.bet.
Yes, here we go, now we can see it. Yes, bareknuckle.bet. Okay. But a nice domain. Yes.
Yeah. Bare knuckles, another whole world of fighting. Probably avoid that.
Definitely avoid that. Cherish the life.
Yeah.
if you had a 2 million horse, race horse, would you allow it to drink whiskey, smoke cigarettes, and get involved with knuckle fights? Okay, you would say other fights with other horses. No, you would not. A friendly bunch.
Yeah.
Let the horses kick each other. Let us see what is what. And you've invested 2 million in. Would you allow it to get into a fight with another horse?
I'd probably be a bit careful about it.
Okay. Oh,
I quite like tokenize it.
I like tokenize it, yes. But you need both tokenize SE and Z.
Yeah. I quite like that. And then for the IT world, that's quite like that. Token.co.com. I quite like the it bit, tokenize it, rather than token.co.com.
Yes. IT.com domains, sometimes they really, really make sense. Quite often people get them and they are wrong. You just need them perfect. Like those jobs that IT.com, okay, they are mine, and code it. That's perfect. And tokenize, it is good. I remember there is a podcast I'm following up, and they are all podcasts from Luxembourg, I think, and they are talking only about tokenization. So they are explaining that in the beginning people were making tokens just to drain out other domain investors, and then about technology, just playing with technologies. But finally, the community is getting together, and especially in Europe, and then the Luxembourg is a safe location, and developers from European developers from the mainland, from the old part of mainland, so Austria, Germany, Italy, they're moving over to Luxembourg, where the legislation is almost complete and safe. for companies like these, and they create different solutions for generating, so basically for attracting investments through tokenizations of the companies. There's a huge industry coming up, like tokenization of companies and assets is an absolutely huge industry. Americans would love doing that. James Altucher, who is a huge player here and big influencer, he's been saying, hey, I would like to tokenize myself and stuff like that. Yes, token, okay. But in America, you cannot do that.
That would be huge. That would be huge. If you think about houses and everything, tokenizing stuff is a will be huge.
Tokenizing your domain portfolio. Could you do that?
Well, I guess we're getting to fractional ownership, aren't we?
Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, you could. At some point, they will. It makes sense. So it'd be interesting.
Yes. I allow it. That's probably for the bare knuckle. No, thank you. No, thank you. And plus, I do not want to get involved with Ryan. He's a dangerous
animal. We won't fight.
No. Me and Ryan, we only fight for another portion of pancakes in Denny's.
Yeah.
American Denny's was awesome.
It was good. I had so many people message me because I lost my phone in Vegas, so I couldn't get anything. I couldn't take any photos or anything. But I had so many people message me saying, Ryan, you must really like Denny's. You've been there every single day.
Yeah. Although some of our American colleagues disapproved our choice.
Well, it feels like proper America, doesn't it, Denny's?
Yeah. Absolutely. So there was that. We will not name the person, but he said, like, Denny's? You don't go to Denny's. You end in Denny's. Okay. I suppose it is time to. Tokenization's future. Yes, by the way, tokeners could be better tokeners. Yes,
I think it's good with the org. I do think it's good with the org. That the token
org is organization. Mostly it signals that some organization is not for profit, for vertical values, not for the horizontal profits. Okay, I suppose that's it. So the last thing, 1 hour in, what we'd like to say?
End of March, Brandable. We're there.
End of March, Brandable. What I can say, you can still get your ticket and fly tomorrow morning or day after tomorrow. So I'm flying tomorrow morning from Heathrow to San Juan. Icon is calling, yes. I'm going to go around and network. I did crazy business cards. I was so afraid when I just created the design. I thought, no, what have I done? And I just sent it over. Just enter, paid, that's it, done. For the domain pulse and for those ones. this is crazy. So when you... I know they are not professional, but look, I have now tons of business cards in front of me, and I collect those business cards, and I do not remember people I was talking to. And then I'm thinking, and a friend of mine who owns one of the political parties in Turkey, he's got Mustafa, fantastic guy. He's got doctorates in, he got a PhD in politics, gained in London. And he's got his business card with a photo, and I thought, and I remember I've been doing them. So what I did, the front is the main summit, and then again reminding DN Forum and Aiken domains, always, and then with big letters, with big, you know, you don't. Oh. Okay, something like is it? Okay, this is. Okay, this is central link. So, okay, let me see. So, you don't go small letters. And the older you get, the worse the eyesight gets. And you don't have your glasses always. And sometimes the eyesight keeps declining and you still have your old glasses. And then you can't read those little fonts. And I keep seeing older people making photos. You make a photo and you zoom it in. You don't have that problem, no?
No.
Little bit.
Well, I probably should get my card and I would have the problem, but at the moment it's like. But yeah, you should get one of the NFC cards that you just tap.
I have it. Okay. In the beginning, I thought, oh yes, NFC cards are the best thing in the world. And I threw out all my business cards. I said, finally, I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
But then the first person I met was Andre, and I said, hey. And he was like, I really don't like it. And I do not want to save all the contacts on my phone. He saved mine. But okay. He said, as for the idea, when he's going and meeting so many people, he's selected with whom he thinks. Like really, once you reach a certain level, now you can start choosing. In the beginning, you are taking everybody. Yeah. Like, remember yourself when you were 18 and you first time of 17, 16, I don't know when they let you first time in a nightclub. You would, your universal acceptance day, you would accept them all. Okay. And later on, you become choosier and choosier and choosier.
Yeah, definitely.
So, and about the NFC cards, I see them the same. And I've received, when I was at the main pulse, there were some people with NFC cards, and I had my NFC card as well. And I did scan some, and there are a couple that are still not saved on my phone, open just as browsers.
Okay.
And I might close the browsers. And it is, so I think you need both. I really think you need both. Business cards are not dead. After walking around with an NFC card, business cards are not dead. You should have both.
There you go, tip of the day.
And see you all at San Juan, Puerto Rico.
Enjoy it, be good.
Enjoy, okay. And NDD camp, really, even if you're not coming to CloudFest, NDD camp, try to get there. Oh, is Alex on Twitter?
Alex,
your brother?
No.
So Alex, yeah. Alex is good in chess, yes.
Not Kalen good. He'll probably try. Yeah.
Well, we were sitting at that networking event. One of the domainers, what we do, and he said at IT.com's offices again. IT.com.
Yeah.
I need to charge them for the advertising here, and he was saying that nobody can beat his Queen's Gambit.
He's on LinkedIn, tag him in, he'll love it. One of my developer guys is really good at chess, so I think they're going to come to the summit.
I'll
sign him up. He's probably the best person I know.
Okay, is he that good?
Well, not Kalen good. I mean, I don't really know the different levels, but might get lucky. Maybe Kalen has too much, maybe Kalen has a couple of drinks before.
Who knows? And those who do not know, Kalen is the owner of SEO.domains. He owns 200,000 plus domain names. The numbers keep going up and down. And he's coming to domain summit, London, this August, and we will play chess. And as a prize, a friend of mine, MX12, crypto artist, crazy guy, like absolutely crazy artist. Artists should be crazy. If they are not crazy, they are not artists. And he has started working already on the ideas. There will be one unique work for that person who wins. It will be an art with augmented reality, something like that. There will be one art for the person who manages to win Kalen. Not draw, but win. And if Kalen stays unbeaten, then he gets the artwork.
And just so people know, Kalen's like a grandmaster or something. He's probably like...
Not grandmaster yet. He did not reach his grandma. He is international master.
Okay. Yeah, so he's pretty good as chess people go. So
2,500. But he hasn't played a long time. That's another thing. They need to practice.
Yeah. My money's still on Kalen. I think Kalen's walking away with the artwork. But let's see.
So somebody should register kalen.bet. And start putting bets on
who's going to be Kalen at chess.
Oh, but that would be awesome. Somebody could put up at something. Kalen.bet. and put up a fun site, and yeah, I'll put my £5 on somebody.
Yeah, I'll put my £5 on Kaylin.
Not on me.
No. If there's a website, I'll put that on you as well.
No, don't. That's sure loss. Okay, thanks, Ryan. It was absolutely great seeing you.
Yeah, likewise. Enjoy Puerto. Enjoy Puerto. It'll be good fun.
Thank you, and see you then. See you then around. Definitely, we should meet in person more.
Yeah. Okay. We will. Yeah, cool. Okay, thanks so much.
Bye.